The chance encounter rain fell in soft wastes over the sleepy city of Bellwood, tapping against rooftops and oil cobblestone thoroughfares in lustrous tinges. Cafes glowed with amber warmth behind fogged-up windows, and people brimmed about under screens, clinging coffee and rushing to their destinations. Amidst all this, Anna walked alone. No marquee, no hurry, letting the rain soak through her light fleece and into her soul. It was her favorite kind of rainfall, the kind that made the world feel quiet, like it was staying. Anna was 28, a florist who ran an antique little shop put away in the corner of Maple Street called Petal and Promise. With growing her hair that coiled with a moisture and a laugh that carried like wind chimes, she was the kind of woman people liked incontinently. But many truly knew her heart, not since Daniel, her high academy squeeze. The bone who'd promised ever, only to leave for New York with dreams bigger than she could follow. That kiss on the train platform 5 times ago, it still echoed in her bones. The last time she believed in magic. The last time she believed love could be simple. So she stayed in Bellwood, with flowers, quiet mornings, and dreams she no longer dared to water. But everything began to shift on a Monday morning in June. The bell above the shop door tingled just as she was arranging a bouquet of tulips and freesias. She didn't regard up at first. "Just a moment," she called, put away a stem into place. "No rush," came a voice, deep, warm, and strange. She looked up. He was standing near the door, water trickling from his dark ringlets, one hand running through his hair in a nervous gesture. A worn leather satchel hung across his casket, and he looked a little misplaced, a little eschewed place. And his eyes, ocean, glass green, curious, searching, locked with hers. "I'm looking for some flowers," he said. "For a friend. She's going through commodity." Anna blinked, surprised by the intensity in his voice. "Of course. Do you know what kind of flowers she likes?" He looked down, embarrassed. Not an indication. She smiled gently and signaled to counter. "Come then. Tell me about her." He walked over, near now, and the smell of rain clung to him like poetry. "She's strong. Too strong for her own good. She acts like nothing hurts her. But I know she's tired. She loves books and old music, and she hates falsehoods." Anna's hands moved artificially, pulling flowers from pails, lavender for peace, daisies for simplicity, white peonies for verity. "Sounds like she needs a memorial that she's allowed to feel," Anna said, handing him the growing bouquet. He looked at the flowers, also at her. "Thank you. This is perfect." She jounced. "I'm Anna, by the way." He extended his hand, the hint of a smile on his lips. "Ethan." The moment their fritters touched, commodity quiet, an electric pass between them, like a spark long buried under snow eventually felt again. Ethan started coming by the shop more frequently, occasionally to buy flowers, occasionally to just talk. He was a shooter, lately back in Bellwood after times of traveling Paris, Istanbul, Tokyo. Yet commodity had pulled him back to the small city he'd formerly called home. Anna wasn't sure what to make of it. Their exchanges were easy, flowing from books to music to nonage recollections. He asked questions that made her suppose. Heated like every word she said signified, and she set up herself laughing again, smiling without allowing. One evening, as the shop was closing, he dallied by the door. "Do you want to get coffee eventually?" he asked, hands shoved in his jacket pockets. Anna dithered. Her heart was still wrapped in old caution, tied in knots of fear and memory. But commodity in Ethan's eyes, hopeful, patient, melted the vacillation. "Yes," she said vocally, "I'd like that." Their first date was at the Bellwood Art Museum, a quirky little place with gouache ceilings and stained glass windows that splashed rainbows across the marble bottom. Ethan brought his camera. Anna brought her horse laugh. They wander between shows, agitating colors and murk, and the secrets artists left before. "Do you suppose love is like art?" she asked, breaking in front of an oil of two numbers reaching for each other across a peak. Ethan looked at her. "Yes, beautiful, messy, and occasionally Ms. New." She smiled. "And worth staying for?" He jounced. "Always." As the weeks passed, their connection strengthened. It was in the Lil FX How Ethan flashback her favorite tea, how Anna saved the last hydrangea, just for him, how they walked under the stars, talking about dreams they allowed they'd forgotten. Yet Anna still held back. One night, they sat on a bench near the swash, silence wrapping around them like a mask. The moonlight lustered on the water, and Ethan turned to her. "Can I ask you commodity?" She jounced. "Who broke your heart?" She looked down. The word stuck in her throat. "Someone I loved formerly. A long time gone." Ethan didn't push. He reached for her hand rather, holding it gently. "I would ent ask you to forget," he said. "But I'd like the chance to show you commodity new." And Anna, for the first time in times, felt the door inside her heart creak open just a little. But love isn't frequently simple. One stormy autumn, Anna walked into the shop to find a letter on the counter. No name, just her name written in familiar handwriting. She opened it sluggishly. "Anna, I saw you moment. You were laughing, and it stopped my breath. I came back because I no way stopped loving you. I was a fool to leave, but I'm then now. Please meet me at the old train station. One last time." Daniel, the once collided with the present, like a surge crashing against a fragile reinforcement. Her hands quivered. Her heart pounded. Daniel, after all these times. She sat on the bottom of the flower shop, girdled by petals and confusion, gashes sliding down her cheeks. Ethan's face flashed in her mind, his smile, his kindness, his tolerance. And she didn't know what to do. Anna stood before her glass, her heart heavy with the weight of everything unsaid. The dress she wore was simple, pale blue, like the sky after rain. Her hands tossed at her sides, smoothing unnoticeable crimps as she goggled into her own reflection. 100 studies swirled behind her eyes. Daniel had kissed her formally, times agone, under the sanctum of a train platform. He'd said ever, and also he'd left. Ethan had kissed her under falling leaves, with no pledges, just presence. And he'd stayed. That verity cracked commodity open in her. She turned down from the glass and ran. Ethan was sitting in the theater behind the Bellwood Library, his camera forgotten on his stage, eyes distant. The scent of lilac and rain still hung in the air. He'd heard the rumors. Everyone had. Daniel was back in city. But it was end until Mrs. Finch from the bakery casually mentioned seeing Anna and Daniel at the train station that his heart had sunk. He hadn't asked Anna about it. He didn't want to put her in a corner. She was allowed her history. She was allowed her silence. Still, it hurt. Also, he heard steps. Anna's voice broke the quiet. "Ethan." He turned. She was breathless, her cheeks flushed, eyes glistering. "I chose you," she said, all formally. "I wanted you to know that first." Ethan stood, stunned. Anna continued, stepping near. "Daniel asked me to meet him at the train station. I went. I heeded. But the whole time I was standing there, all I could suppose about was you. The way you look at me like I count. The way you see me." Gashes cleaved her switches. "I'm sorry I didn't tell you before. I was spooked. I've spent so long guarding my heart, pretending I didn't want love. But I do. And I want it with you." Ethan's voice was quiet, full of wonder. "You came back." "I no way left," she rumored. He reached for her, and when their lips met, it was in hasten or fiery, it was soft and sacred, like a pledge sealed in silence. A kiss that tasted of alternate chances and early morning light. A kiss that said, "I see you. I choose you. I love you." Epilogue 1 year, latterly Bellwood in spring was a song. Petals falling like confetti, horse laugh blooming on every corner. Petal and promise had no way looked more alive. Anna, now owner with Ethan, stood behind the counter, arranging a bouquet of forget-me, knots, and marigolds. Client at the reverse. Ethan called from the hothouse, where he was shooting dew on rose petals. Anna walked through the open doors and set up a youthful man standing awkwardly, holding a small note. "I'm looking for flowers," he said, backward. "For someone I like. I don't know what she likes yet." Anna smiled deliberately. "Tell me about her." As he began to describe the girl, Anna gathered blooms with rehearsed ease, just as she formerly had. But now, her heart was no longer holding its breath. It was full. it was open, because occasionally love begins with a letter. Occasionally it ends at a train station. But real love? Love is a kiss, unanticipated, gentle, and true.